The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get website design, website hosting, presentation design, domain registration. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. Mention the podcast and you'll get 10% off your first order and invoice and service. So send that multi-million dollar project to me now and you'll get 10% off. I was going to say 10 million, but well, if you send me a $100 million project, you'd get $10 million off. Imagine the savings. So check it out over at djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
that little circle thing when you're doing something on the web and it's like loading and it's JavaScript-y. That runs our lives. It brings the show to you. You'll get that later.
Huh?
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 30, Stuff a Sock in It.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel. This is the part where you introduce yourself.
Sometimes you say, and joining me in the studio, or some lead-in like that. This time, just nothing. Just, okay, I'm Jeremy. Sometimes, occasionally, known as Phlegon.
P-H-L-E-G-O-N?
Yes.
Yes.
And I would like to start off by apologizing to our second sponsor, the JavaScript loading wheel.
Yeah.
I totally messed up their little spiel as sponsor because you went on so long with the first sponsor.
I totally forgot
that I had to read / make up on the spot anything.
Well, you usually do a pretty good job. Anyway, welcome back to everyone that's listening. And thanks for joining us. We have some new subscribers. Welcome. Don't judge us by our old episodes. Don't judge us by this episode.
Don't judge us.
In fact, yeah, don't judge us at all, lest you be judged in return. Because the podcast that you use to measure us will be measured against you, pressed down, shaken, and rolling over and shaken, not stirred. A lot of things... Oh, no. What are...
Yep. It just took a second for me to get that out there.
iPhone 3GS. The S is for stupid.
Yeah, it's not an S.
Okay. We have a chat room that is live with us when we record live. At least I think they're live people. They seem to be live people. Over at theramennoodle.com/live every Monday night at 8 p.m. You can join us as we record this show live and you can see us in our pre-show madness and as we fight in the blood and
live.
You can hear Jeremy singing from the bathroom.
Live!
Which I don't think I recorded. I should have recorded you singing from the bathroom. That could have been like the episode title.
I think that would have been creepy.
It would have. It was creepy anyway for me and everyone that was still here listening to it.
Well, now you're talking about it in the recorded part.
That's because it was funny.
Well, it was meant to be
funny. And embarrassing. Okay, good. Because now it's time for this.
Update!
You just gave away that you've seen all of my theme songs.
I do not.
Oh, you don't?
That's a scurrilous lie.
Speaking of theme songs, I need a new one. Because, well, I found somebody to call my own. And I'm no longer lonely. And as someone has emailed in to let me know that sometimes the song sounds like it has slightly different lyrics.
And I completely disagree.
I do too, but still, I think that I should change it. I recently went to visit fiance this weekend.
Her name isn't fiance.
That's what I call her, though. Until I can be sure that her privacy will be protected.
Until you're married, then you're going to say, wife! Make me a sandwich!
hence the reason why you're not married yet.
I'm just saying what you're going to do. I'm making fun of it.
I went to visit fiance out at this church that was like out in the middle of nowhere. This was the kind of place where the moment you get off the interstate, your cell phone stops working. Like completely. There was a dead zone. Nice thing is, though, because the ground was so flat, I barely had to use any gas to propel the car. It just kept going and going. But as I'm driving out in the middle of nowhere, the totally flat ground, I'm starting to expect this tiny little country church with barely an auditorium to show for it or anything. And instead, I find this like large church out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And what?
Never mind.
Okay. But the reason why we were visiting, why I was visiting fiance during that time, is because we were taking this time to do all of our wedding registries stuff.
Oh, the begging part.
Yes. You know, what's awesome about getting married is all we have to do is promise cake and punch, and people will come and give us lots of presents. Hopefully.
Does anyone do a just because I'm awesome registry?
I don't know. The store of Fleagon might. You can make up something. Like, well, Amazon has their wish list.
True.
And if you want to shop on Amazon, then I recommend that you shop using theramennoodle.com/Amazon, where we get a portion of your purchase price. Like, if you buy 2 MacBooks, then we get some of that money. That's kind of cool. And while
and
we were...
by we, he means he. And while fiance.
While we were shopping... No, it goes to the business.
So he really means just he.
Yeah. While we were shopping, we went to a few different stores, and we got the scanner thing, which is my favorite part of this. I'd been looking forward to this for a while, and
Before he knew fiance.
Yeah. I'd always planned that when we did this registry thing, I'd get the little scanner gun. I'd dress up all black in my ninja outfit and just go dodging back and forth between the aisles and do fancy ninja-like things and pull out throwing stars occasionally and stick the items I want to register and then go scan them and such. Ninjas don't use guns, though.
Was fiance horribly embarrassed by this?
Mm-mm. In fact, I didn't end up doing it. Good. But we did have something interesting that we found a new kind of dish that we wanted to get. And you know how sometimes when you say something, and we mixed it up earlier, I forget what it was that we said, but you get your letters mixed up and they kind of like invert themselves. So instead of like, for example, the ramen noodle, I might say the namen roodle.
That's called a spoonerism.
Is it really? Spoonerism? Yes. Okay. Fiance had a funny spoonerism while we were shopping at this one place.
I better verify that.
We... Yeah, it might be nice. Or transpose, as Eric J. Fisher is saying in the live chat room.
A verbal error in which a speaker accidentally transposes the initial sounds or letters of two or more words, often to humorous effect.
So what happened is we saw this dish that was a kind of interesting looking dish, and what fiance ended up calling it was, instead of what it was supposed to be called, she called it a sips and chalsa dish.
Very nice.
That's going to be for our Mexican parties, or I guess that would be for our Pexican Marties. We're going to have a sips and chalsa disc. Sip shit.
Where's my bleeper program? It doesn't always stop when it's supposed to, but that might be okay in this case.
A sips and chalsa.
That went on for a while.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do it intentionally because then you start getting mixed up with yourself. You want me to say something just so that you can bleep it, don't you?
Maybe you don't realize, but you did say something that you may want to bleep.
I was going to say ships, like you ride on the sea, because sips and chalsa. But I was saying to her that maybe that could be the name of our kids. If we have two kids, that could be their names, is sips and chalsa.
Just two kids.
Or maybe it could sound like something from Lord of the Rings, where they have these kind of funny names, Gloim and Roim and whatever.
Their names could be sips and chalsa if A, that phrase came about somehow at a crucial point in your relationship, and B, if you guys are cruel, cruel parents. Otherwise, no. Those should not be the names.
Maybe it'll be nicknames for our kids. But as Fiancé is pointing out right now in the chat room, the idea didn't fly too well.
I don't know why you'd even want those to be nicknames.
Because it's fun.
No.
Inside joke.
Well,
sips and chalsa.
That's just sad. Just going to put that out there. My children serve only to remind me of an inside joke with my wife.
You have a wife? And you have children? Or is that Evil Flegon talking from the future? Maybe Evil Flegon has children.
Maybe. Warped little children. And I was actually, there were imaginary air quotes. I was putting words in your mouth. Don't even go there.
Would it be,
by the way,
Mrs. Evil Flegon or Evil Mrs. Flegon? I wonder how that would be. I think it would be Mrs. Evil Flegon.
I really couldn't.
On the way back from visiting fiance, I decided to record my first video to upload to YouTube because I finally have a YouTube account name I'm happy with. For certain reasons that I'm not going to yet announce.
Oh my, that sounded dangerously ambiguous.
Yes. And what I decided to do is just grab my BlackBerry, and I hadn't tried emailing a video yet to YouTube, so I wasn't sure if it would work, if it would accept the format. I've had some weird issues with emailing videos to Facebook before, so I wanted to see if it would work in YouTube.
That restraining order they put out against you was something.
I'm no longer allowed in the country of Facebook because of the mafia. The mafia keeps me out. The mafia wars. Ever since I quit Mafia Wars, they've kept me out.
Your computer's internet packets are not allowed within 100 IP addresses of Facebook's.
Well, so what I did is I held my BlackBerry and I started recording a video of myself talking. Now, here's the thing. I was not texting while driving, so I wasn't doing anything dangerous. But I did explain some other things I was doing, and there's a cool twist to the story if you watch the video. So I'm not going to play the video for you right now. I'm not going to even link to the video in the chat room. You will have to go to theramennoodle.com/podcast/30 to get the episode. I mean, the video.
I should interject at this moment that the show officially does not endorse the actions that seem to be endorsed in said video. I'll leave it at that, but
the opinions shared in this podcast are not necessarily reflective of the people who give the opinions.
It's definitely a big old kids don't try this when not at home.
I was thinking there could be a new way that I'll always do video updates for while adults. Driving, because it could be controversial. And more people would watch it. They'll be like, hey, look at the crazy things this guy does while he records himself while driving. And they'll be like, whoa, this is stupid. This is crazy.
Can you set the phone to upload the video the moment it stops recording?
No, I have to email it.
That's probably good, because we wouldn't want it to automatically upload the last thing you ever did.
It would be kind of like Cloverfield. The camera would be trying to focus in on my severed head.
Oh my gosh. Or
something.
Or something. Perhaps just your severed nose. Oh,
Cloverfield has so many great references to it.
It never ceases to surprise me when that sound comes out of your mouth.
How good I am at imitating it.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Ever since
it's
watching
just
the
completely
movie,
bizarro.
Completely bizarro.
Yeah.
Speaking of completely bizarro, we've got some completely bizarro listeners.
Nice.
And these completely bizarro listeners do some completely bizarro things.
Also nice.
Yeah. So I think we should hear and read what some of these completely bizarro listeners did in the completely bizarro universes in which they live. So it's time for my new favorite segment, bumper music.
It's also my favorite.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
I want to share with you a ramen noodle experience that someone emailed in.
Hello?
This is from Chuck. Not like the TV show, Chuck.
Man.
Although he could probably send some pretty good stories. Dear the ramen noodle, the other day I was fighting with Casey and we were arguing over who would get to take the late at night, or whatever. I don't know. Chuck is like one of the most awesomest TV shows.
Move along!
Ever. Okay. Here's
Chuck
what,
is not a sponsor of this podcast.
Here's what Chuck says. Anywho, who? Which who? Maybe he's like from Whoville. Okay, this is Chuck from Whoville. I'm known for my weird tastes and food combinations. See, he's a bizarro listener. Some typical examples include things like pizza dipped in chocolate pudding or strawberries with mustard. Ugh.
Gross. Is he pregnant?
No, but he's in college. I think it affects your appetite pretty much the same way.
No, I mean more of it, but not usually grossness.
Oh, have you seen what college people eat?
Yeah.
Okay. I also try pretty much anything, even if it doesn't end up tasting very good. Captain Crunch with Pepsi instead of milk is a bad idea.
Does he have taste buds?
I'm not sure if he does after this.
Oh, it doesn't taste good. All right, I'm okay with that.
Okay. So, getting back to the example at hand, I was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my room one day. Mm-hmm. I remarked to my roommate that it had actually been quite a while since I had eaten such a sandwich, and that I had forgotten how good they were. Well, the conversation progressed from there, and somehow the idea of a peanut butter and jello sandwich came up. A little while later, I was in the dining common eating lunch. The dining common.
Might have to call it the dining uncommon.
Eating lunch with the same roommate. Mm-hmm. I had noticed they both had jello and peanut butter and jelly fixings available that day. Naturally, I could not pass up such an opportunity. When opportunity
naturally
knocks, you have to open.
Naturally. How about unnaturally?
When opportunity blows up the hatch door, you have to open it. Lost reference.
I know.
That reference was lost on people.
Not on me.
The jello was provided in little rectangles about an inch thick. To make a sandwich with it, I took one, cut it in half, and used the two half-inch thick slices. The peanut butter I just applied normally.
Oh, good.
I cut the peanut butter in half and then took that half and cut it in half and then took that half and cut it in half and mailed it to myself. And when it arrived, I smashed it with bread.
Cricket.
The resulting taste was interesting. It was not particularly bad, but neither was it something I would really wish to partake of all too often. It was definitely worth the experience, though. Chuck,
I'm going to suggest that you write in get in touch with me. And the next time that you're going to, say, have a meal, write to me and tell me what you're planning to have. And I will predict the probable outcome. For example, had you written to me and said, I'm thinking of combining Jell-O and peanut butter on a sandwich, I might have told you it's not going to be terrible, but probably not all that enjoyable either.
I just imagine, well, Jell-O doesn't really stick to peanut butter like jelly or jam does. I make my peanut butter and jam sandwiches with strawberry jam. I just imagine him like taking a bite and the Jell-O just going out of it. Mm. That's the sound it makes. Mm. No. Mm. Oh, okay. The other thing that Chuck probably needs is something that someone at work had said to me. Is at work today, I was eating some hot dogs. And I'll talk more about hot dogs later.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. But what someone was passing by and saw that I was eating these just a couple hot dogs that I brought from home. And he said to me, Daniel, you need to get married. Because he thought my hot dog meal was very bachelor-esque.
Hmm.
Whoa. Microphone is suddenly falling down.
Yeah, and your sound is changing quite a bit.
Microphones falling down, falling down, falling down. Microphones falling down.
Mic on the ground.
My fair Heil.
Mic on the ground.
What you gonna do with your mic on the ground?
Sounding uncool with your mic on the ground. Well, now that you put it way over your head, bumped your head into it, and put it back in the position that it belongs in, are we
ready? We're back. Yeah.
We're back.
I didn't pause, so we never left.
I know. That's why I kept...
Welcome back if you left us.
Yeah, like talking.
If you left us, why'd you leave us? Also, we got in a voicemail from the Flash Sideways future.
Who could it be?
Yes.
This is
for the ramen noodle.
This is
Evil Flegon.
And yes,
in the future, Sideways,
we do not
have iPads.
All
computers
are
PCs.
Apple
never
had Steve Jobs
come back, and so
life
truly is evil. It is
probably part of why
I am so bitter.
Is that Steve Jobs
never was
able to come back
and bring the awesomeness of Apple
into
existence. And that is
part of my mission
here.
Thank you.
So, we've learned something here.
Yes, what did we learn?
Evil Flegon is in fact bitter.
What we have learned
he's singing
applies
again
to our life today.
I think it would have been better to record singing from the bathroom.
So now we know why. Or wait, you just said that, didn't you?
Well, I didn't say that we know why. I said we knew, period,
okay,
that he was bitter. So he's evil and bitter. Is it evil because he's bitter or bitter because he's evil?
I think he's evil because he's bitter. This
Beevil and itter.
Steve Jobs not coming back was the thing that turned Evil Flegon to the something-something-something dark side.
Into that evil something so and so that he is.
Best movie title ever. Something, 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 Dark Side. I love that movie title. I've got to see the movie sometime.
What?
You haven't heard of it? It's the Family Guy movie. That's a parody on Star Wars, and it's called Something, 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 Dark Side.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's brilliant. I love it.
I don't.
Oh, I do. Which is obvious.
Somewhere about midway through the show, probably just a little too long, the coffee is starting to have, worn off and starting to get grouchy.
No.
Funny grouchy, I hope. Oh. I think that's where you get snarky.
Snarky?
Maybe, just because Evil Flegon is from a different timeline's future doesn't mean that my future in this timeline won't be similar.
Well, then maybe, speaking of
but
timelines, we should talk about what can change timelines forever.
Forever?
Yes, and cause like flash forwards and flashbacks and flash sidewayses and flash arounds.
Or flashes sideways.
Flash sidewayses, I think, would be.
I don't care.
Correct.
Actually, I do care more than I should, but.
And now it's time for your weekly noodleism. The part of the show where I come out and make you say.
Huh?
I did that already.
I make you say that all
talking
the time.
Talking about the little JavaScript. Not JavaScript. Yeah. Wait, maybe. I'm getting
talk in the microphone when you talk.
I don't want to anymore.
Okay. I have this saying that I like to use. And this is going to be today's weekly noodleism.
Noodleism.
This week.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
You know the saying when people say that, oh, that's...
so stupid!
That's redundant!
What's redundant?
No. When people say something like, something incredible will happen that will be so impactful on the universe that time and space would collapse, or the whole of the fabric of time and space would collapse. Have you heard people say that before?
Oh, every day.
Okay, yeah. So I came up with this idea a while back because when the Large Hadron Collider was first close to being fired or launched, you fired! Then what people were worried about is that when it was going to be fired, is that it would get so angry from being fired from its job that it would cause a miniature Big Bang and thus destroy the world.
This is a rerun.
No, I've never shared this before.
You talked all about this. It was a noodleism.
Was it?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
You wanted people to walk around saying that...
the Large Hadron Collider would collapse.
Yes.
Did I seriously do this already?
Yeah.
Did I really?
Are you going off this old document on your BlackBerry you were telling me about?
No. Did I seriously do this?
How would I know what you were going to say? Unless I've had some information from the future.
I know I've used it on the show before, but have I actually?
Yep, you that was your noodleism.
Are you sure?
I thought it was dumb.
You think most of my noodleisms are dumb.
That's true.
I am searching right now.
He doesn't, like, he's the doesn't believe me.
No, it's not in the website. Well,
maybe we're just experiencing a time loop.
Okay, so when you want to say that something is so impactful that the whole of time and space could collapse, say the Large Hadron Collider would collapse instead. Because it was supposed to cause the world to collapse, but it didn't. So we're going to cause it to collapse.
Is that our noodleism again?
I guess not.
I want a new one.
Okay, I'll give you a new one next week.
No, I want a new one right now.
You want a new one right now?
Yeah, like...
this week's noodleism, sips and chalsa.
I want you to come up with a new meaning for... No, that one's bad anyway. I think we're supposed to pick something good and come up with a bad meaning. Is that right? Or is it bad and come up with a good meaning?
Either.
Okay. Stuff a sock in it.
Tune in next time to hear the ramen noodle answer. Right now?
I'm stubborn.
Seriously?
Yep.
No.
All right. I've got the answer then.
Okay. This week's weekly noodleism is provided by Jeremy, otherwise known as Fleagon.
Sometimes people say stuff a sock in it. More to some people than others. They probably usually mean in your mouth so that you'll stop talking and they don't have to listen to you anymore. But actually, it could mean something a little bit better, like maybe, you know, there's a hole in a dam and if it keeps leaking, it's going to break. And if it breaks, the whole town is going to be flooded and a lot of people are going to die. So if you stuff a sock in it, maybe if it's like a really heavy-duty sock... or maybe you could even use more than one sock, or it's just not that big of a hole yet. You
like
just...
Paul Bunyan sock.
Yeah, hopefully without the bunion in it. You stuff the sock in the hole in the dam, and you know if it's thick enough, maybe it would stop the leak. Maybe you'd have to keep changing it, like changing a bandage, or maybe it's just like a crusty, dirty sock. If I may say that and be so bold, and so it doesn't absorb so much of the water and it just plugs that leak and the town is saved. So the next time someone says stuff a sock in it, think that a town full of little kids and their parents has been saved, and probably dogs not in bags.
Look, Daddy, Flegon says every time you stuff a sock in it, a town is saved.
That's right. Zuzu, that's right. Here, I shaved your petals for you.
I am not good at it. Jimmy Stewart voice.
I was like, what is he doing? He's got pebbles in his mouth. Someone stuffed a sock in it.
Speaking of stuffing a sock in it, it's time that segue doesn't work at all. But
when has that ever stopped you?
True. And it doesn't stop other people. So let's stuff a sock in that section and move on, because we've entered this thing right now because of a nuclear bomb that was set off somewhere in the past. There's evil Flegon, who somehow has communication with us here in the present, which is his past, but he's in the future, in this alternate sideways flash forward future. And so we need to figure out how we can restore balance to the universe, because right now the universe is way out of whack.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
For example, in an out of whack, out of balance universe, sometimes you speak in a female voice, as just demonstrated.
Cricket.
No, not cricket. A cricket. Everyone thinks it's funny. Because
obnoxious cricket.
It. Oh, never mind. I can tell you how to bring balance back to the universe.
How's that?
Stuff a sock in it.
Whoa. Nice tie-in.
That hole in the space-time continuum? Stuff a sock in it.
That the Large Hadron Collider created?
Yes. Yes. Stuff a sock in it. Stuff a sock in the Large Hadron Collider while you're at it. Prevent future holes from needing future socks from future evil Flegon.
That's how evil Flegon gets through, is because that hole in the universe.
Yep.
So if you stuff a sock in it, then evil Flegon will no longer be able to get through to our time and space and all of that.
That's right.
So that's one way to bring order to the universe. Stuff a sock in it.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you another way I recently discovered that brings order and balance to the universe. Bun-length hot dogs. Oh. Here's why.
Comments redacted.
At least in America, and this was made extremely popular from Father of the Bride, there's this problem that hot dog buns come in sets. Collect the whole set of hot dog buns.
Wow.
Hot dog buns come in packs of 8. Hot dogs come in packs of 10. That means in order to get the right number of buns and hot dogs in the same purchase, you need to buy 40 hot dog buns and 40 hot dogs. So that would be 4 packs of hot dog buns, 4 packs of hot dogs, 5 packs of hot dog buns. But, ladies and gentlemen.
People and ladies.
Let me present to you the solution that will restore order and balance to this universe. The bun-length hot dog. It solves 2 of the world's greatest problems.
2?
At least.
Is it a 2-for-1 sale?
Yes.
We're talking about.
Buy one, get one free.
Like hot dogs?
Yep. It solves number 1 problem. Well, number 2 problem. Problem number 2. Do not go there.
Sorry. I'm back.
I think he's becoming evil Flegon. He's starting to merge.
Quick, stuff a sock in it.
Here's a sweaty bandana. You can stuff that in your mouth instead. Bun-length hot dogs solve problem number 2, and that is the problem of not getting enough hot dog per bun ratio. Like, you take a bite of a hot dog, and you don't get a hot dog.
That's
you get
hot dog to bun ratio.
Yeah. Or, yeah,
not
whatever.
Per.
Oh, yeah. you don't get hot dog in every bite. Your first and last bites, unless you like push the hot dog down near the end and then you get two bites on one end, there is no hot dog in there. It's just bun and
confession.
Condiments.
I've always kind of enjoyed that part.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty sure.
You're starting to merge with evil Flea.
What's
Gone.
Next, Jell-O and peanut butter?
Wah, wah, wah.
Stop saying merge. That's not even a good Lost concept. Continue.
Collide.
Flash.
Sideways.
Glimpse.
Camera.
Shoot.
You.
In.
The.
Head. You lose. Oh, oh, man. Oh, wow.
Problem number one that bun length hot dogs solve is, remember? Hot dog
Bun
buns
hot dogs.
Come in packs or sets, packs of 8 buns.
You know, wait. Can I have a diagram?
No.
Okay.
I'll hold up fingers, okay?
So will I.
Bun length hot dogs. Oh, yeah. Hot dog buns come in packs of 8. Regular hot dogs come in packs of 10. I'm holding up my fingers so the chat room over at theramennoodle.com/live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time can see. Bun-length hot dogs, though, come in packs of 8.
Have you said that 4 times?
No. I only said that once.
I was never good in hot dogometry.
Episode title?
This is starting to confuse me.
Okay.
I know like that this. A different number of buns come in standard packs than the number of hot dogs. I get that.
Whatever part. President it was that said a chicken in every pot, I think it was Hoover, a chicken in every pot. Now we can say a bun for every hot dog. If we switch
and
completely.
And no hot dog left behind.
Yes. No hot dog left unbitten. From the bun.
No child left unbitten.
Oh, you vampire.
Oh, redacted.
Twilight reference.
Well, no, Twilight reference.
Are you a
references.
Vampire? Do you sparkle?
Evil Flea Gone is in the chat room. Would someone please stuff a sock in it?
Uh-oh. He's in the chat room. He's in the house. Who's in the chat room?
Oh, you can't make obscure references to other comedy podcasts.
Okay.
Because nobody will get it. They'll just think
the who's in the house thing people get.
Do they?
Yeah, because it was a video on YouTube that's like a new
and everyone has
mime.
Always seen mime?
Yeah.
Do you mean meme?
No, mime. Because some mimes are just better left uncreepy and unseen. Like
this
some
is getting so
memes.
Far. Okay, they do get it. The chat room gets it.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
just,
told you.
I got it too. I just thought that.
All right, what's something else that restores or helps restore balance to our universe?
Something else that helps restore balance.
Or that is restoring balance. I'll tell you
one. The Large Hadron Collider.
No, no. That's creating.
New and improved with the sock stuffed in it. Is
now includes stuffed sock.
It's bringing balance to the universe, but not necessarily to podcasters in said universe.
All right, you want to know what's bringing balance to the universe?
I do
or something
indeed.
Else that's bringing balance to the universe?
I do indeed.
Good. Intel chips in Macs. And even they started bringing balance to the universe when IBM was making chips for Macs, like the PowerMac G5. Because then it was an IBM PC. Now it's an Intel PC. And because IBM compatible supposedly means it can run Windows, well, the new Macs can run Windows too. So that means they're IBM compatible Intel PCs. Mm-hmm. So it once for all brings balance to the universe and part of the universe. It's helping bring balance and order.
The Noodle Police are waiting at the door, because that is very close to a noodleism.
Which?
Saying that
Mac PC?
Yes.
Nah. not a noodle, isn't it? It's a fact.
I guess not. Well, it's a U.
Yeah, it's something I use.
And since you are the ramen noodle, it is technically a noodle, isn't it?
Although, whenever I say Mac PC, our Spanish listener, Sonitos, to we both... I don't even remember how it's really pronounced, but I don't want to know. He's always Sonitos to me.
And not Spanish, the least.
Our Spanish listener, or Mexican listener, Sonitos,
or Mexican.
Says that whenever I say IBM PC,
Pennsylvania,
that someone somewhere messes up a latte.
Probably true.
Sorry.
A lot more things get messed up. Fact. A sock gets unstuffed from a hole in the universe every time you say... What was the question? Oh, yeah.
So a town of people dies?
No, because I'm not talking about the small town flooding prevention socks. I'm talking about the universe ripping apart and evil versions of people getting through socks.
Maybe. But, you know... Matt in the chat room points out that IBM is making chips. So maybe they're making salsa too. Or maybe they're making sips in salsa.
Are IBM chips like cow chips?
Now they're pretty much as good as cow chips. Whoa, so that brings new meaning to my computer is pooped.
Who says that?
I think I will from now on. Until I get my new computer.
Oh, okay.
This G5 Mac computer is pooped.
Yeah. So what else brings balance to the universe?
You know what else brings balance? An order.
No, what else brings balance?
The Krispy Kreme donut.
No.
Yes.
No, they're unbalanced toward the sweet side.
And that's... bad.
A donut that is iced does not first need a layer of glaze. Krispy Kreme donuts make me sick. Other brands don't. Well, you know, until I eat too many of them.
So when Jeremy gets sick,
faster. I like Krispy Kreme glazed, but that's it. I have views on donuts, in case you haven't noticed. But you know what donuts have?
What?
A hole in the middle, and you know what you can do with that?
You can fill it with the Oh, wait, what?
Stuff a sock in it. I don't know why you'd do that, unless you were about to give the donut to an enemy.
It prevents the sugar from leaking out of it, from leaking out of the middle. Maybe every donut is a time travel device. And those are wormholes in the middle. A worm ate the hole out of the donut.
I don't think so. I think we'd have noticed by now.
Okay.
But, you know, it's possible. It's possible.
You know what else brings...
Space cricket.
...balance to the universe?
What?
Star Wars.
Nope.
Star Wars movies.
Evil Fat Fleagon is now in the chat room. That's just not nice.
He's been eating donuts with socks stuffed in them. Socks are kind of hard to digest. They take a while to digest.
Again, he says as though from experience. Are you part moth?
No.
Eating fabric and stuff?
No.
Are you asking?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
What else brings balance to the universe is sandpaper. You know why?
Why?
Because sandpaper is the perfect combination of wood and dirt. I mean, haven't you always wanted to combine a tree with the dirt that it's sitting in or the sand it's sitting in? Sandpaper is that combination. That it's paper, which is made out of wood, and it's sand, which is kind of like dirt. Kind of. I know I'm being like totally incorrect there.
And if you took a big thing of sandpaper and you punched three holes in it, so mm-hmm. it could be put in a binder, it'd be like loose leaf beach.
So if you want to have a beach, then just lay down a bunch of sandpaper.
Exactly, and around your pool.
Lie out on that sandpaper.
Yeah.
You won't care anymore about the sunburn because you won't have any skin left to be burned.
Well, I guess. I guess if you take a running jump and skid across said sandpaper,
ouch,
then you wouldn't have any skin left. Any other balance-bringing beliefs?
There is something that I think would bring balance to the universe. Because recently it was Earth Day.
Gymnasts. And the balance beam.
And very extreme environmentalists think that humans are essentially a plague on the planet. Mm. So a way to bring balance to this universe is on every Earth Day, those extreme environmentalists should all stop breathing for the day, just for the day. And can resume the day afterward. And that would help restore balance to the universe and to the environment.
Controversial.
Okay. You didn't like that too much? No. That's a stretch. I know.
It sounds mean.
But it's true.
It just stopped talking for the day.
If you have some ideas of things that help bring and restore balance to our universe, send those in to me@theramennoodle.com. That's the email address, me@theramennoodle.com. You can call them in to 859-353-4332. Or leave a comment on the show notes, theramennoodle.com/podcast/30.
Now Tree Hugger Fleegon is in the chat room.
How many? Wow, this is like a party of sideways is Fleegons.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. He's just putting on masks.
No, it's all of the universes
and peering through the unsock stuffed holes in the universe straight into our chat room.
Speaking of colliding, it's time for your favorite segment that just gives you that Large Hadron Collider kind of headache. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, of course I do.
Your favorite.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome back, cadets, to Bachelor Boot Camp. In today's lesson, I want to talk to you about a proper technique for loading the dishwasher. See, many of you have a misconception about what can and can't go in a dishwasher, and I know I've talked about dishwashers before, but some of you just haven't learned the lesson. Step one, if you have a container, the lid should come off the container before sticking it in the dishwasher. Just think about it. How does the soap and the water get inside if you have a lid on it? So don't put your lid on it if you stick it in the dishwasher. Lesson two. When you put things in the dishwasher, imagine where the water is supposed to go. Example, the water cannot access things that are tightly covered by other things. It's essentially the same as having a lid on it. So consider where your dishes are pointing. Point them toward the water, point them toward the jet stream, so they can get the proper washings and liquid that they need. Step two. Step three. Use dishwasher detergent, not dishwasher soap. You've made this mistake before. Don't make it again.
You look like you want to say something.
To him, yes.
Okay.
Stuff a sock in it.
Hold on. Let me go get Sergeant Packet so he can hear.
I already said it. I don't want
to. What you saying?
Oh.
You want to say something to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flegon over here just wanted to say something to you because I hate to break it to you, sir, but he just doesn't like your segment.
What do you want to say to me, Flegon?
Stuff a sock in it.
I would say something, but it's best left unsaid.
Probably, so apply stuff a sock in it in either way that it could be applied. Either go save a village, save the universe, or, you know, stop.
You go fly a kite. How about that?
Okay, Sergeant Packet, sir, I think it would be best if you just go back to being with the cadets. They could use your help right now.
That was awkward. I'm going to be honest. I really wish you hadn't brought him in here because, you know, I was talking about him behind his back, and I think it was best left behind his back.
He doesn't appreciate that when you talk behind his back.
So that was probably hurtful for you to bring him in here for me to say it to his face.
I think so. In fact, I think I see Sergeant Packet crying in the corner.
I knew it. I knew it.
You hurt his feelings.
That's definitely a good tip about not leaving the lid on things in the dishwasher. Definitely.
It is a good tip?
It's a good tip. I actually like that one. Mostly because I'm sure it was inspired by something in real life.
maybe not. Only you can never know. I want to remind you that if you want to get a website design or web hosting or presentation design or podcast production or consulting services, check out D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. If you want to do some shopping on Amazon, I would really appreciate it if you use our amazon.com affiliate link, which is theramennoodle.com/Amazon. And Jeremy, where can people follow your Photos 365 project? Are you still doing that?
Yes, I am. They can follow it.
Or have you stuffed a sock in it?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, no, that won't make a good picture.
Are you thinking of a sock stuffed in a donut?
No.
Oh,
that's
okay. I was thinking that would be an interesting picture.
That would be unique. You, you can find. Oh, the chat room is strange. You can
chat
find
room is evil.
Yeah. Yeah. My photos are at photos365.tumblr.com. Tumblr is not vowel-less. It is e-less.
That's good.
I didn't feel like spelling it.
It had a vowel movement.
So you there's and all no more your... Yeah.
Wait.
No.
It had...
No, we're not going there.
It couldn't...
Stuff a sock in it before it's too late for the universe.
It had a vowel
I
movement.
I can't stop him.
Because it couldn't E.
You are... No. I'm going to go back to singing from far away from the microphone.
I'd also want... Wait, let me start that over again. Please leave a 5-star review.
Please leave.
In iTunes, which you can get to our page in iTunes over at theramennoodle.com/iTunes gets you straight there. Jeremy, besides your Photos 365 project on the Tumblr site that had the bowel movement because it couldn't E, where else can people follow you?
TheRamenNoodle.com/stuffasockinit. I mean, wait. Twitter.com/Flegon. That's PHLEGON.
And I also want to mention that you can follow Evil Flegon. Twitter.com/Evil_Flegon.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. See, that's the reason why I have such a long name on Twitter, is that Evil the Ramen Noodle just doesn't work. It's too long. And I am the Ramen Noodle, so you can't do anything else. Like Evil Ramen Noodle, well, that doesn't work.
Evil will find a way.
Or Anti, or not or anything. It just, it won't work.
Stupid.
Yeah. Or it doesn't.
Dumb.
It doesn't work. But you idiotic. Can follow me on Twitter.
moron.com/theramennoodle. Ignorant.
Where I have not had a vowel movement, so all of my E's are in there. And Jeremy is having a heart attack. So this is a good time to close the show, because when people have heart attacks, it's always a good indicator of it being a good time to close the show.
Profound.
So make sure you're subscribed to the show, and I'd really appreciate it if you would tell someone else about the podcast. Like, just try and get one more person to join you. But for you, thanks for listening.
I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Yes.
Our heads were going the same direction at the same time in the Ustream.